Hi, welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Dear friends, I am so very sorry that it has taken us such a long time to record another NoviCast. What must have you have been dealing with to not hear our voices?
We've been gone for 2 whole months. I'm really sorry about that.
Yes.
And we haven't been gone. We've been right here. But the problem is, we've been busy.
Very busy.
If any of you know what it's like being busy in December. You know that feeling when you can't get everything done and you have this list that's about 200 miles long and you can't even see the bottom. That's kind of the way it was. We had lots of projects, though. We just can't give away too many details. You may know that Pleasantville was making a movie.
Yeah.
In which I am starring.
In which a lot of people are featured.
Yes, I'm in it as well.
And I'm in it
But basically, it's a movie about me that takes place in December.
I'm in it, too.
Yeah, but it is about Nan.
Yes,
it is.
You might have to wait a while to see it, unfortunately, because we want it to be the bestest movie that you ever saw in your whole life. So,
right.
That's why it's going to take us a wee bit longer than we might have expected at first.
So, what can we say about when it'll be coming out?
It's probably not going to be coming out until next Christmas. But maybe before that, so
well,
that you
probably
can watch it while you're getting ready to
celebrate.
It'll get you in the mood.
Yes,
get your holiday spirit rolling.
Fall.
Well, you probably don't want to watch a Christmas movie in July anyway, so.
Yes.
I would.
I just realized something. Look at everyone. They're all wearing something that we got for Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, it is pretty funny.
Little shawl
I'm
thing.
Wearing this stripedy yellow dress that Mammy gave me.
I'm wearing this wonderful bronze dress that is my new party dress that Rebecca gave to me, and it has all kinds of lace and beads on it, and it looks delightful, and it has all sorts of pleats and tucks, and it just looks divine.
Were you excited when you got it?
Oh, yes, I was so happy, and I gave Rebecca tons of hugs, and she liked my present as well, so it was all good, and I love this dress so much, and I thought I should wear it here so that you can see it.
I see it. It's very nice.
I got a dress that was all, looked like a little baby gown that my mother made me. It was a very light pink with about 5 layers of lace and pinky bows and
That would look so sweet on
Did she
you,
think
Nan?
That was going to make you act a little more girly?
It might work on your youngest dolly, Teresa. Oh my gosh, I can't
You'll have
believe
to wear
I have
it.
To wear it.
You'll have to wear it next time we record.
Yes, I would love to see it. I'm sure you look beautiful in it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I get this feeling you're not going to wear it outside the house, right?
What? What? And you are wearing what?
I got this nice little, knitted heart warmer shawl thing from
It's blue.
Someone.
You know, I actually just realized I did not do this right because I didn't say who we are.
Oh.
What if you thought that I was, Rebecca Parkington or something? I didn't introduce myself.
I don't think anyone would think that, Nancy.
What if they thought that you were Kaya Attenmeyer?
I don't think
they would
think
that. What if they thought that Kirsten was Antonio Velasquez? I mean, I didn't introduce us. So, hello. My name is Noffy.
Hello. My name is Teresa.
And I'm Kirsten Larson.
You didn't say hello.
Hi. Hello. My name is Kirsten.
Very good.
Larson.
Yes.
Hello.
Thanks.
And I'm very rude, I just realized, because I was supposed to introduce that we have 2 special guests that are going to be with us.
Yeah,
the windows.
Dude.
And they also are wearing something that they got for Christmas.
Yeah, matching sweatpants, man.
Yeah, cool, dude. This is Paul Windmill.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Nan. Yes. That is Paul. And Laura Windmill.
Hello. I'm Laura.
Man.
She got it right, Paul.
So we have quite a large cast for this episode.
So we're going to have ourselves a burn.
Yeah. These guys, Paul and Laura, usually just come in for their segments. Paul does the news segment, and Laura does the
letter of the week.
Letter of the week segment,
or right? Letter of the podcast.
And this time, we decided they should be here with us for the whole episode.
Yes.
So welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Make yourselves comfortable. Get yourself a cup of tea.
Sit on these couches. They're so comfy.
Couch. Okay.
Pull up a.
Oh,
table.
That is not a couch. You lied.
You just went and sat on the table.
That's not a couch.
Well, thanks for listening again, you guys. We're going to have a very exciting show because it is the last show of 2009.
Oh. Wow! And perfect timing, Rob.
Oh my
episode number 10.
Episode number 10. I've been dreaming about that, remember?
Yes.
It's actually here. It took us a whole year to get to 10 episodes.
So now you're dreaming about number 100, right?
Yes.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the rdolls.net website are.
All right, everybody. Well, latest Pleasantville news this week is a little bit different because it's our last show of 2009, so we thought we'd do like a little year in review thing and kind of go through all the biggest news
Thanks
stories.
Thanks for joining
we
me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
And in Pleasantville.
A lot can happen in a year.
And a lot did happen in a year. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically go from 10 to 1 and go through what we think is the top 10 news stories of this year. And we're probably leaving some things out. If we do leave some things out, just let us know. Send us an email of what you think should have been included in the list.
Yeah.
But this is what we got for the top 10 news stories of 2009. So, starting at the bottom with number 10, we added two new moderators to our message board team on the website. And we went from having 30 members on that message board to having 115 members.
Whoa, that's a huge difference. Where did all those people come from? Whoa.
I know. It's a huge boom in membership and it's a lot more active, you know.
What if it did about the same amount of difference of numbers this year? 30 to 115, it will go pretty high up.
Don't ask me. I can't do that kind of math. yeah.
Number 9, rdolls.net got a Facebook and a Twitter.
Yeah.
A Twitter?
What are you laughing about?
Well, I don't really know about Twitter because it's not, I don't know about it in my time period.
Tweet, chompy chomp.
Well, I think it's only
tweeting.
It's only newsworthy because it means that rdolls.net has moved into the 21st century.
We are current. We are right here and now.
Yeah.
21st century.
So we have a Facebook and a Twitter, just in case you didn't know. And you can fan us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like fans.
Number 8. New stores in Pleasantville. The Grumpy Troll, Crystal's Clothes Boutique, and a new bank pretty soon.
Yeah, did you guys know about that? There's a new branch, spanking new bank on its way, and it's going to be really nice and sturdy.
Yes.
So, yeah, man. Things that Lisa ordered out of a catalog.
Since it's like a federal building, it's probably something to do with your dad and Ann. Like, the governor probably was like, oh, wow, dude, the bank is falling over. We might want to get a new one, you know, kind of thing.
Well, can I just say something? There are worse buildings in Pleasantville than that bank. It's
really?
Still standing.
Barely.
Well, actually, it was your post office, and then it got demolished.
Oh. Let's not talk about my post office. But anyway, right now, I'm going to be part of the bank because my post office is a federal building too, so I get to share this cool new building. It's gonna have like these awesome columns in the front, like all professional and with like stairs going up to the front door, dude. It's gonna be awesome.
And double doors too.
Just
very official.
Yeah, just as long as it's not too tall, you know, because then we can't see our house anymore from Town Square. Why do you need to do that? Don't you want to be, like, hidden from the public eye or something?
Not by buildings.
Oh. Well, you know, I mean, it's good for progress to get these new buildings to replace all the old, decrepit, rotting cardboard, you know?
Right, and it's good for Laura because then she has some place to work.
Awesome! I'm so psyched. Okay.
Okay, so number 7, the fashionable trio traveled to the Netherlands.
Yes, that was a big story.
Just makes me wonder. When they read the new Pleasantville Lady that comes out in the next month, where is it going to send them next when they read one little sentence?
I don't know. Perhaps Spain or something.
What if it says that everything in Thailand is fashionable?
What if it says going to the moon is very fashionable? Your vacation on the moon. Bring back some cheese while you're at it.
Then they would be trying to plan how to get
a spaceship.
Oh man,
that would be intense. Dude, I want to go.
Not with them, you don't.
Oh no, that's true.
Okay, so number 6. On the website, we had lots of photo contests this year. Way more than we usually do. We had a cooking photo contest, a photo contest during the summer that was to take a picture at camp. So we got all kinds of camping pictures and at camp pictures and hiking, you know, fun outdoorsy stuff pictures. Lots of great pictures. And then we had a photo story contest, so people had to write a story, too. And that was about a ball or party. And that one was really good, too. Everybody's stories were great.
Yeah.
And just recently, we have the holiday photo contest, which went really well. We got 17 entries from all around the world.
Oh my gosh,
would not believe we got some entries from Finland.
And Germany.
And Hong Kong.
It's in China.
Canada.
So?
And all over the U.S.
From China.
So, guys, we're international.
We're internationally famous. I always wanted to be internationally famous. Internationally famous.
Well, now you are, so congratulations, Nancy.
Now we have to go for being intergalactically famous. Does that mean if you're on other planets?
Well, just ask, Crystal and Suzanne to bring a video of you to Mars before they go, and then you'll be intergalactically famous or whatever.
Wow, that would be pretty amazing.
Okay, who wants to read number 5?
Teresa, your turn.
Anna and Tomas came to Pleasantville.
That's right, and we had them on an episode of NaviCast when they first got
here. Yes, and they've certainly made their home here.
Really?
Yes.
Their home looks more like a goat shed to me.
I mean, they're comfortable here. You know, they've made a home. They fit in now.
Yeah,
they don't really fit in it, though. It's too small.
No, I meant they oh, never
but
mind.
But you know what I mean? The roof is just really low.
Yeah, right. I know what you mean. And they have yet to, like, actually figure out what their place is here because there's limited jobs available in this current economy and all that stuff, you know, so...
Well, yeah.
Anna and Tomas,
don't do anything.
Neither of them has a job right now. I mean, I guess Anna is supposed to be working at the Grumpy Troll, but she only shows up every once
in
a while.
And Tomas is supposed to play at the Grumpy Troll, but
well,
he never shows
Anna's
up anyway.
All Anna's been doing lately is bothering my daddy about not getting paid and saying...
Anna Velasquez,
Anna Velasquez. Anna, or whatever you call her.
Yeah.
Yes, she just complains about not getting money, and she has to do some work first, gosh.
Okay, Nan, number 4.
Oh, me? Oh, Kirsten was... Oh, dear, this is it. Kirsten was retired from American Girl.
I wouldn't call that one of the top stories. Probably the bottom most awful story there could ever be.
I didn't say it was Abby.
Are you serious? I would call this number 1. That is a huge news story.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
Alright.
A big deal.
You can change it from number 4 to number 1 if you want to. As your last wish.
Oh man, yeah.
Last wish?
I didn't mean that.
Never mind. Okay, so next one. Number 3 on the website, we have lots of new photo stories.
Yay!
Like the most photo stories we've ever had in 1 year.
Did I say that already? Oh, never mind.
That was for the photo contest, so we had a lot of photos going on this year. So the photo stories were of Laura's birthday party.
Sweet! Good and Bad Children, which is was the one that was
I
on
was
that,
in that one.
Based on that poem.
Me too.
Lisa's Challenge. Laura oh was gosh. In that one too.
Typical.
Yeah, that was the story about her and Lisa having a golf contest.
By the way, that kind of thing happens all the time with me and her. Like,
have you guys had a skiing or a snowboarding contest yet?
No, she's too scared, man. I would, like, totally win all
You should
of them.
Do, like, a tobogganing or a sledding contest or something. That would be easier.
She just accepts defeat, I think, because she would know that I would win those.
Right, okay.
I would.
Yeah, I get it. So then we also did The Arrival, which was about Anna and Tomas getting here from Mexico City when they first moved here. And then there was Rachel's Triumph, which was about...
Oh, I love that story.
Rachel at proper school when she got an award. Nan. Right. Anyway, so Nan was in that photo story a little bit. Catherine in Charge, which... only the first half of that photo story is up right now. The second half is still to be written, but it's almost there. So that one was about what happened to poor little Catherine Purr when Crystal and Suzanne and Sonia were all over in the Netherlands. And then we had Allison's Goal, which was about Allison's dream to become a chef.
Oh, I love her cooking. I enjoy it every day.
So that story was true, right?
Oh, yes, it was. Certainly.
Yeah, so she actually...
I believe all of these were.
Oh, that's right. You know, most of them are.
Except,
Rachel's Triumph was true, Nan. Okay, and then we had Mrs. Fox's Gala Ball, which, of course, it was just a bunch of pictures of the amazing ball that we all got to go to at Mrs. Fox's mansion this summer. Yes. That was the first time that I'd ever been to Mrs. Fox's house, so it was kind of... amazing. Her house is
kind of boring.
What?
The ball was kind of boring.
Oh, well, yeah, but it was neat to see, like, her house, you know?
Oh, it was amazing. All of the intricate things that she had around her house. It was simply amazing.
Oh, my gosh,
dude,
man.
Oh,
I could have gotten lost.
I kept tripping on stuff. There were so much little trinkets and stuff.
I looked at every single thing. It was so intricate and expensive.
I, like, walked in the door... and then I couldn't figure out, like, how to get back out again. It was, like, the biggest house I've ever seen in my whole life. I'm like, gosh.
Yeah, geez,
it was,
like,
amazing.
Her ballroom could fit, like, three of our houses in them.
I know, man. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, anyway, so then we also had When the Ball Begins, which was the Masked Ball photo story from last year, pictures from last year of the Masked Ball, and it was called When the Ball Begins. And then we had Trick or Treat, which was a Halloween photo story, and just recently was Christmas with the Montoyas. So if you want to know what it's like to have a Christmas celebration at the Montoyas' house in the Rancho, which is very different from the way most of us celebrate Christmas, that's a really fun photo story to go and look at. Okay. Nafi, you want to take number two?
Number two, Nafi started a video blog.
Yeah,
I started
did.
A blog. I did. Started a blog.
Really?
I did. October or something. No. It was before that.
How come we haven't been in one of your video blogs yet?
Yes,
I have.
I've been
talking
to your friends. And I played with your dollies. But I don't know what I'm going to do.
You did what?
You know, you should like hang out with people like while they're doing their jobs for one of your video blogs. Like you could go with Laura and like deliver the mail with her.
Maybe I'll wait till you have a post office.
Oh yeah,
right.
You might have to deal with Lisa though. That wouldn't be fun.
Well, yes,
I'm
planning on doing another video blog soon. I just have to find the videotape.
So you already taped it?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't watched it and seen if it is ridiculously awful or if it's good or not.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. So there will be more video blogs of Nafi in 2010 then?
Yes, the wildly popular blogs of me will be available.
We'll be back.
And better and better than ever, of course.
Oh, good. All right.
And number one... NafiCast started this year with episode number one coming out in January.
That's right.
NafiCast. We're about to celebrate our 1-year-old birthday.
Oh, how sweet.
Pretty soon we'll start walking and talking.
So, 1 year ago, we all sat down here together for the first time and decided to record this podcast for everybody who listens to it. And now
we decided this podcast is going to be called NoffyCast.
Right.
And I said, I will think maybe Therese and Kirsten will be good on this podcast. And so I added them.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for you all for being on NoffyCast.
Oh, no problem.
And we look forward to a wonderful next year in 2010, in which we will have blogs, NoffyCast, photo stories, contests.
And new stores.
Yeah.
And lots of other things, I'm sure.
Right.
We have no idea of yet, but we'll be good.
Yeah, stores, and we look forward to sharing it all with you.
Yay!
All right, well, that is our year in review for 2009. Thanks for sticking with us all year. We look forward to seeing you all again next year. So that's it for the latest Pleasantville news. Once again, I'm Paul Windmill.
I'm Yoffie.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time. Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week.
Hi. Here's your letter, guys. This one is actually really, really short, so I apologize. But, I mean, I didn't write it, dude. So, this is from Josefina to Kirsten. It says, hey, Kirsten, sorry, the chickens got out. Not smiley face. That must have been a hassle to gather them all up again. I just got over a cold. Yuck. And now I'm stuck in bed writing back to my letters. Last night, I had to wake up in the middle of the night to bring some chilies over to Mrs. Merriman because she was feeling a little faint. Nan and William had a fight or something. Anyways, what's up with you? Love, Josefina. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Strange things are said about people in Suzanne Wicken's gossip column. We're here to decipher the gossip for you. Hello, everyone! This is Teresa again, and I'm here with the gossip, and this week's gossip hasn't even been in the Pleasantville Lady. So
gosh,
it's
Teresa.
Unpublished. I got it straight from Suzanne, and it's not in any newspaper or anything, and we get it first.
I didn't realize you were such a gossip.
What?
Teresa.
Oh, no, I'm not.
That's such a big, gossip fan.
What?
That you're eager to get it before anybody else does.
Well, I'm excited. I always crack up at these.
Okay, I'm so excited, fun. Too.
All right, what's the first one?
The first one's pretty funny. Nan would know what this is, probably.
Would? We shall see, won't we, now? Why don't you tell me?
All right. Nancy has the cow flu, and she can now only moo to people.
What?
Is the cow flu,
the cow flu?
Related to the swine flu?
Since when did I have any kind of flu at all?
I don't know, Nan.
The cow flu? And I can only moo?
You know, you do a lot of weird things, Nan, but I don't remember you mooing at people.
Moo.
Okay, never mind. Now I remember.
I have the cow flu. Moo. Moo. Cow flu. They're wrong. Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay, so do you know what it's from, though? Like, why she would write that down? Besides you just mooing all over the place?
I don't moo all over the place. That's probably the first time I've mooed in my whole life.
Right.
Except for when you visit the Larson's cows or something.
Well, I was doing a scene for the movie with Anna in her barn. Maybe I said moo to one of the cows, and Suzanne heard me and said, oh, she's mooing. That means she must be ill with the moo flu. Wait. No.
Cow flu.
Do you know, Teresa?
I think I might have an idea if you're giving up.
I give up. Hands in here. I'll give up. Moo.
All right. Well, I think how it happened is, you know how you really don't like doing singing lessons?
Yes, I know that.
Well, I think the last time you went to a singing lesson, you refused to sing anything that she gave you, and you started mooing instead of singing because you would not sing. And it started to sound bad because you wanted it to seem as if her teaching wasn't working and all you could do was moo.
Well, I don't remember that. Seems like jumping on my dude.
Yeah, it does.
And so she made up that you had the cow flu and all you could do was moo.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Yeah, she's got a... Okay, she's got an imagination. That's good. That's really weird. But anyway, I probably did that. I mean, she's next. Not a very good teacher.
And this is the second piece of gossip. Susanna Wilson has decided to impersonate a duck for the rest of her life.
The rest of her life? What would these animals do, Dan?
What in the world?
Did Susanna come over and do singing lessons and go duck, quack, quack?
I don't think so.
Now I'm getting confused. Are they called moos and they say cow, cow, cow? Or are they called quacks and they say duck, duck, duck? I'm getting all mixed
duck,
up.
Duck, duck, goose.
Who's the goose here?
What?
Okay, so duck.
Susie is a duck because goes out in...
I'm a moo. I mean, I'm a cow.
Weather. Okay, and I'm a horse.
Right, but why is Susanna a duck?
I don't know. Did she say duck?
Oh, she probably said duck. There's a, house falling over.
Not surprised.
There's a bank falling apart on you. Duck.
Did she get trapped in Dolores' falling post office?
Dude, don't talk about my post office, thanks.
Okay, no problem.
I actually think I know where it came
from.
All right,
Teresa, tell all. Tell all.
Well, I think it's because you know how her voice has kind of been getting strange lately?
Yeah. Yes.
She's trying to talk like Lisa, and that is a bad idea, man. Why? Why?
Susie goes like this. Oh my gosh, like, I need to go to the grocery store.
Like, I need to make sure that I'm perfect. I can't do it.
No.
Maybe someone said that she sounded like a duck with her new voice.
It was probably Laura.
Sweet. I got Susie in the gossip call, man.
Okay, wow. Next.
All right. Felicity Merriman likes to dress up as a giant tea box.
Maybe she was wearing the same fabric as one of the tea boxes one day.
Well, Felicity's all ready to go.
Probably.
She wants to go be presented at court, so she has
to. She is going to be presented at court.
How do you know? She's probably going to trip over her gown and be shunned forever.
Oh, but anyway, no.
She has to wear a million fancy, trancy ball gowns, and one of them, she picked out fabric that maybe was tea box fabric. And
it's like carpet fabric. It's as thick as a carpet.
It's the only thing that's heavy enough that works over the big old hoop skirts.
Right. Okay, so do you think that was it, Teresa?
Probably.
Okay.
Next one is Anna Velasquez drools in people's soup, so you had better watch out the next time she serves your table.
Was this at the Grumpy Troll? Did she fall asleep in one of the soup pots?
That's pretty weird. I wouldn't fall asleep in a soup pot.
Wow, I didn't know that was happening to the soup at Grumpy Troll.
Yeah, seriously? Man, maybe I shouldn't go there anymore. Don't take the gossip seriously. It's not truthful, Laura Winwell. That's why we do this deciphered gossip. It's like discovering the truth amongst the ridiculousness.
What did she do? Sneeze in the soup or something? What did she do?
Ew, man.
Come on, Teresa. Come on. You know, you've got like this inside eye.
I thought I'd give you a chance.
Yeah, well, so much for my chance. I can't guess.
Well, I believe there is a part in the recipe where Mrs. Larson wrote the recipes for the Grumpy Troll. And Mrs. Larson wrote, "Be careful not to drool in the soup. Because it looks so good," or something like that.
And Mrs. Wiccan interpreted that to have Anna drooling in the soup? That is entirely not based in truth.
Wait, how does she even know that? She doesn't work at the Grumpy Troll.
Yes, I know, but she hears things. I have no idea how she hears them. And she's always behind doors or behind windows or whatever, trying to get gossip.
Right.
She has a new pink lawn chair that she's going to have in the front of her yard and get even more gossip.
Oh, man, yeah. I walked past on Christmas Day, and here she's screaming about this present that Crystal gave her that's like this pink lawn chair, and she's like, "Oh, I can go sit outside by my roast fish with a glass of lemonade in the summer and listen in on people's conversations. Woo!" Like that.
What a great idea, Suzanne.
Great.
No one is safe.
Okay. So, is that it, Teresa?
Yes, that's it.
All right. That's it for Decipher the Gossip this time.
I'm sorry. Achoo. I'm sorry. I can't talk anymore. I've got the moo flu. I mean, the cat.
It's okay. Susie's the duck.
Quack, quack.
Main discussion, people. We are going to talk about a certain personage who lives downtown. She has an older sister.
She has blonde hair.
That's short.
Blue eyes.
And she, has a job, even though she's not that old. Can you guess who it is? Her name starts with an E.
And her last name starts with a W.
Thank you, Teresa. It's Eleanor Wilson. And her big sister is Susanna Wilson. And Susanna Wilson runs the printery shop. She sells stuff like that. And she also, talks like a duck. That was the last chick shit. Eleanor works for Alex at Bambi Terrace. Eleanor works at the front desk and takes people's calls and makes reservations and hands out people's menus and is kind and polite to them. She's a receptionist and waitress sometimes. And sometimes, if the other cooks have gone on vacation, she takes over in the kitchen. So she's very, very useful to Alexander Chan.
Does she get paid for what she does?
Nope. She does it out of the goodness of her heart and also because she had nothing else to do.
Oh, that's true.
She likes having a job because it makes her feel important, and Susie often makes her not feel very important, just like the little sister who can't do anything. And so what Ellie does, what Ellie likes, is having an official job because she, thinks that's very important and grown up, and she likes Alex because Alex is very nice to her.
That makes sense. Well, Teresa, do you know Eleanor?
Oh, a little bit. You know, I talk to her now and then when I'm passing by. I go calling on her sometimes, and I see her
I
at proper
like
school
her.
And everything.
And she likes me, too. We're kind of buddies.
You're friends, aren't you?
I mean, we don't do much together, but, you know, there's kind of a good feeling between us. You know how it is when you're friends, but you don't really talk much.
Eleanor is awesome. See, I spend, like, all my time at Bamboo Terrace, and she, like, knows what my favorite food is.
I know
and,
what
like,
your favorite food is.
Everyone knows what your favorite food
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man, that's not hard to guess. Well, whatever. She, like, I walk in the door, and she, like, knows what I want.
Everybody knows what you want.
Everybody could come in and say, I'll get you some beef shish kebabs.
How did you know that?
Oh, everyone knows. You'd be surprised in this town.
Right. Okay, well, anyway, Eleanor is always there, ready with a plate of beef shish kebabs and tea for me. Every time I walk in, and then I just say, put it on my tab, and she takes care of it, and, you know, like, yeah. I never have to pay. Man, I'm going to have to pay one of these days.
Those tabs are dangerous in the restaurants these days.
Oh,
they figured out how to make it easy so we don't have to write checks or anything. All you have to do is go in and order something and be like, you know, put that on my tab. And they write it down, and then, you know, eventually they send you a bill. But I'm like, I haven't gotten any bills for anything yet, so, like,
no,
what if they forgot?
Either. I've been eating beef shish kebabs for the last, like, 6 months, and I have no idea how much I owe.
So it's kind of freaky, because it's like, how much do you owe? I guess you could ask, and they could tell you. But, you know, where's the fun in that?
Yeah, no, it's no fun knowing how much you owe.
Yes, it's much more fun being in debt.
What?
Teresa?
Was that supposed to be sarcasm coming from you, this little package of sunshine?
Sorry, take that out.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say my 2 cents about Eleanor. She's very professional, and she's a perfect receptionist for Bamboo Terrace.
It
fun.
When I'm out doing the mail, I always see her walking her dogs. She's got a lot. Man, she's got a lot of them. How many dogs does she have?
I think she has 3 dogs.
3 or, like, 4.
I don't know. I think it's, like, 20 last time I looked.
Cute little doggies. And she likes to walk them and feed them and all the stuff you do with dogs.
Yes.
And we see her every once in a while when she comes over to the food stand to get stuff, too.
But she's very professional in work in the restaurant, but at home, I don't think so. She's usually complaining about things to Susie, and Susie's complaining about her, so they don't have a very good sistership.
She doesn't get along with Susanna very well.
No.
She doesn't like Susanna very much.
But what is her favorite person? Who is her favorite person?
Probably Alex.
Yeah.
Why?
Almost like Alex should have been her big sister.
Oh. Well, it was kind of funny at the Masked Ball, I remember. somebody made some kind of mistake at the banquet table and wrote on Eleanor's name card, they wrote Eleanor Chen instead of Eleanor Wilson, and she got all excited because she could pretend to have Alex as her older sister, and so they were going, oh, Alex Chen, Eleanor Chen, all this stuff, and it made Susie really annoyed.
Yeah, it did make Susie annoyed, and now Eleanor's bugging her all the time, saying, well, I don't have to go to sleep because I'm not your sister anymore. I'm Eleanor Chen. I listen to Alex now.
Right.
So, of course, that's going to be really annoying. But, I mean, both of them are annoying to each other. I mean, what do you do about it?
Yeah,
how
I know.
Can you fix something like that? But so, then I think Susanna gave her a really nice Christmas present. It was a fuzzy blanket. And so I think Eleanor might like her again.
Maybe.
Because that was very thoughtful and she didn't expect
for a month
it.
Or so.
I don't know.
It's sort of...
It's going to off and on, right?
Yeah.
Eleanor's always kind of been excluded from Maymay and Vera's things that they do together because they're this little clique and they go everywhere together and they have the same ideas about things and
Vera
they don't really want
Maymay
it to be more than the two of them, though. So Eleanor kind of wants to be really good friends with them, but they're not really into that idea.
Yeah.
So she's always kind of a tag-along with Maymay and Vera, and that's why she likes her job so much, is that's something that she can do better than everybody else.
Right. So what do we dislike about Eleanor Wilson?
She's pretty negative a lot of the time. You know, it takes a lot to get her to actually just be content and happy about things. I don't think enough people pay her any attention, because when I went calling on her once for proper school homework, she was just so excited to have her friend over. She was so happy to just, you know, just normal conversation. Hey, how are you? Isn't the weather awful? You know, that kind of thing. She just loved it. I don't think she gets enough of that. Maybe she needs to have more social life.
Maybe. Well, I think we've pretty much discussed Eleanor Wilson. What do you guys think?
I like her.
Yeah, she's good.
Yes.
What do you think, Teresa?
She's nice.
Yeah.
I haven't really, talk to her ever, so I don't know.
Sure you have, man, when you come in for dinner.
Yeah, I talked to Alex, though.
Can you believe it? I've only been to Bamboo Terrace once.
What?
I don't think I've ever been.
I live at Bamboo Terrace.
I don't think I've ever been.
Yes, you have.
Just,
well, you haven't
recorded
eaten
anything, but... recorded a coffee cast in there once. That's what it was. I didn't even have eaten there, though.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. You had those beef shish kebabs I got you for Christmas,
yeah,
right?
But they were wrapped up in a ticket box under my tweet.
Oh, right. Well, that means that you've eaten their food, which is all that matters.
Good.
Anyway, we're about done here with our main discussion. Nan, you want to wrap up?
Well, I already unwrapped all my Christmas presents. If you want me to wrap up this section, I will put a goldy bow on it with frills around the edges. And
I thought you didn't like frills.
Okay, I meant curlicues. And I will give it to you as a New Year's present.
Perfect.
Bye.
Bye.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
It is my mailbag, and I have a letter. Somebody wrote me a letter, and I will read it to you because I like it. It says, Dear Noffy, I am a very excited viewer. In each NoffyCast, I can't wait to hear you, Teresa, and Kirsten. I loved it when Anna and Tomas came on. It was great to hear the music Tomas did. Keep up the good work and keep doing lots of contests. Anna Montoya. Of course she liked it when Anna and Tomas came on because her name is Anna too.
That's nice. Keep sending us your letters, guys. We like reading them, and perhaps we will read it on the air.
Oh my gosh. And about the contests, we already said 2010 means happy contests. Yay.
Yeah.
And we have some questions. Teresa, you take away the first question.
All right. What is your favorite thing about Christmas? What does your family do for the holidays, Miranda?
Laura, what is your favorite thing about Christmas?
Christmas is awesome, but one of my favorite things to do in the month of December, I don't know if it has to do with Christmas, that I like skiing and sledding and all
man.
The outdoorsy stuff. Like, that's the awesome part about it. I mean, I love, going into the Grumpy Troll and having it be all holiday themed and, you know, the peppermint mochas and, like, lattes that are so awesome. They only serve them around Christmas time. You know, getting presents and family time is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We can play video, like, Paul and I play video games and stuff. And my mom got me these awesome sweatpants. It's like
and
the
me
stuff
too.
You get and the people you get to hang out with. And, you know, just fun times.
Yeah, I'm going to ditto Laura on that.
Yeah, that's what we do. We go home, spend time with mom and sis and, like...
And then we all go on a family skiing.
Yeah, I love it, you know.
Yeah, okay, Nan, your turn.
So, Nafi, what do you like about Christmas? I talk to myself and I answer myself, oh, how hard a question that is. Because there's so many things that are wonderful. Take the smell of pine boughs for one. Wow, and when we get all of those and we put them in my house, we pretty much cover the whole house with them. And we put this majestical tree up that is about as high as the ceiling. And I look up and say, this needs to have presents under it. And then we fill it up with these packages of red paper with gold trim. And I never know what I'm going to get. We have a Christmas feast meal with all these goodies of, like, figgy puddings and stuff. And roast pheasant, wassail, the punch, and, dumplings, and oh my gosh, all this food is making me hungry. Well,
figgy pudding,
bring us a figgy pudding, and bring us a figgy pudding, and bring it right here. Then how come I still have a figgy pudding roasting on my fireplace? I wonder if we never got around to Christmas feast meal. Well, it's a big preparation. It's the hard part is I spend all day making Christmas feast meal.
It could be New Year's feast meal then.
New Year's feast meal. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We should have it both times, except I don't want to do the cooking.
Right.
But my family, I love making my presents for my friends because I have always very original ideas. And they always have to do with googly eyes. Put googly eyes on all my presents so my friends can always expect that. But they're always different and unique. And nobody else gives presents the same
way. What exactly are googly eyes?
They're those little things you get at craft stores, the little eyes that they roll around and you glue them on and they look funny. They're like little nerdy eyes.
Okay, so in my family, we always put up our tree and we decorate it with like fun little homemade ornaments that we all made, like things made out of paper garlands and popcorn garlands. Yum. And cranberry garlands.
I'm hungry.
And then on the 13th of December is Santa Lucia Day, and because I'm the oldest girl in the house, I have to get up early and bring my parents breakfast. That happens every year. We like enjoying the outdoors, too, because we live in the mountains, so we go sledding and ice skating and all that fun stuff. And, Christmas for us is just nice because we get to kind of relax and not work so hard because the food stand's closed.
Didn't get pretty cold at your house?
Yeah, it got really cold. It was like -6 the other day.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna fall over. Ow!
Congratulations, you fell over.
I can't believe
all right,
how
Teresa,
cold that is. I'm going to shiver.
What about your house?
Oh, we do lots of things. We deck the house with a boughs of holly and pine branches and everything.
Wait,
and
you dock the house?
We deck the house. We deck the house with the boughs of holly.
Well, just say it. We deck the halls.
I know that, but I changed it to deck the house.
No, it sounded like you messed up.
We deck the house with boughs of holly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
They'll know that I'm spreading
up. No, they won't.
Okay, come on, you guys.
So you say it.
The house with
no, I will stop the section if you don't get it wrong.
Ready?
We deck the halls with boughs of holly and pine boughs and all sorts of boughs and.
Fa la 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 la.
Exactly. Yeah. And we even decorate the outside and put a tree on the outside and decorate everything from head to toe.
It has a toe? What does a house's toe look like?
The basement.
I mean, I guess its head could be the chimney.
Yes.
But that means your house is always mad because it's always spewing smoke out of its top.
Okay, anyway, we were talking about Teresa's Christmas traditions.
Right. Well, yes, we decorate so much, and each of us has a tree in our room, and, you know, we have 9 Christmas trees.
Whoa, I'm going to fall over.
Man. You're going to hurt something.
Oh, I just hurt myself.
All right. Well, that's kind of what all of us do for the holidays.
I'm not
moving on to the next question.
I'm not done yet. We bake a lot of cookies and spend lots of time getting presents for our trees. I think my favorite part is opening up the presents on Christmas Day because they are always so lovely and my cousins are always so thoughtful and they give me dresses and dolls.
So anyway, I think that's kind of what our families do for the holidays. Moving on to the next question, it's from Ruthie and she wants to ask me, Kirsten, what is your favorite chore and why? And I will answer you, Ruthie. My favorite chore is to ride my horses and exercise them, so I get to ride them up into the hills, and basically it's fun because I would do that anyway, but it's on my chores because they need to get their exercise, so I get to ride all my horses every
day. Cool, Kirsten, you're supposed to teach me how to ride a horse, man. I've been asking you for years.
Yeah, about that. Anyway, next question. Nafi, who is your best friend out of Anna, Clara, and Elizabeth?
Oh, my best friend between Anna, Clara, and Elizabeth. I can't choose between my three bestest buddies because they're all very, very special to me. And they're all very different, too. I mean, I just have to say Anna's probably my oldest friend, so I would say maybe she's my best friend, but I love them all about the same. And
that's so sweet of you, man.
Anna and I just go way back and traveling to Europe and stuff like that.
So you know. Have been to Europe.
Yes, I
and
never
Felicity
said I
hasn't.
Well, I didn't exactly go get presented at court to do the things she wishes to do.
What
I kind of went.
Do?
Oh, drove through Germany and stuff. I don't know. Why
drove?
Yeah, in a car.
In a cart?
A car.
A cart, right?
A car.
Not Manan, you're not supposed to be able to ride
No wonder you're so far ahead of the rest of your family.
They don't know about it.
So you just escaped to Europe when they weren't looking?
There are pictures. I can prove it.
Oh, my.
Me and Anna sticking out the top of a car.
When Manan was about 2 years old.
I was a wee baby. That's when I was wooey, tiny. So anyway, I have three best friends, Anna, Clara, and Elizabeth, and none of them are bestest of all because they're all bestest of all. Will more families come to the town, says Jessica. Kirsten, why don't you answer that?
Will more families come to the town? I don't think full families will come to the town.
Well, who knows?
I mean, you never know.
We didn't know Anna and Tomas were coming, and they're pretty much a whole new family.
Yeah, that is kind of a whole new family. We already had Juan and Antonio, but no.
I don't know how many more people can fit in Pleasantville.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of a matter of space. Right now, Pleasantville's pretty full.
You never know!
A family will come to Pleasantville if we have another idea for a family.
Well, there's so many people, man, that, like, still have to figure out what they're doing, let alone have more people come.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of unfinished families, too. So we'd probably finish up families before adding a new one. But you never know. You never know.
I think that's the answer to the question, is you never know. Teresa, why don't you take this last one? Where do you guys put your mailboxes?
Usually outside of our houses, you know. In downtown, there's a strip of mailboxes.
It's by the sweet shop.
Yes, it's by the sweet shop.
That's for all the buildings downtown.
Yes, usually just right outside your house by the door or something.
Yep, that's where they are usually. And I just, you know, in the summertime, I ride my bike past and collect the mail. In the wintertime, I ski past everywhere.
Teresa, where's yours?
Oh, mine's at the side of the house.
By your food box?
Yes.
Yeah, ours is sometimes on the
laundry
on the food stand. It's sometimes on the food stand so Laura can get to it easier so she doesn't have to hike up to her house.
Man, you guys moved it up to your house. That makes, like, an extra 3 hours of hiking for me.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I'll move it back down. But
you I don't have a horse. How am I supposed to do that?
You have a bike, don't you?
I can ride my bike, except for it's, like, going over a mountain.
It's not over a mountain, Laura. It's, like, the foothills of mountains.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes, those
like,
aren't mountains.
Stupidest thing ever.
We live on top of a hill, Laura. It's not even a mountain.
Okay, I am not biking to Kaya's house. So anyway,
Kaya's you have cave. Before, haven't you?
My bike didn't make it. Well, it's like over the hills and across a lake and under a bridge and over a mountain and
through
like
the swamp.
Through the swamp and 5 miles down a winding, twisting road under a hill or whatever.
Yeah, it's something like that.
And then you get to a cave. And then you turn or something like that. Or you turn and then you get to her cave.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of directions.
Well, if she came on here, she could probably tell you in exact detail right now.
That'd be awesome.
How to get from Town Square to her cave. So
that's it for this segment. Goodbye!
Got any questions for Nafi? send them in to NorfolkCast@hotmail.com.
Well, I believe we are going to wrap up this present, wrap up this episode of NorfolkCast episode number 10 in a package of sparkly purple paper with a purple ribbon and a bow on top and give it to you because
it's
we're
personalized
so...
personalized by Norfy.
Yes, with a note saying thank you for listening to NorfolkCast.
Thank
you. And keep
you.
Listening in 2010.
Thank you all of you NorfolkCast listeners. We really appreciate that you listen to us all the time.
Yep.
When we can get these episodes out, I wish we could do them more often, but it's just, No, it's getting us all together. So I would like to thank you all for getting together and recording this with me. I would like to thank you. What's your name?
My name is Kirsten Larson.
And I would like to thank you, too.
My name is Teresa.
And I would like to thank you over there,
Paul Windmill.
And you over there, Laura Windmill.
You forgot the hello again, Paul.
Hello, I'm Paul Windmill.
I didn't tell you how to do that this time.
Bye, I'm Paul Windmill.
That's
and
good fun.
I'd like to thank you, Nafi Merriman, for making this podcast.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, really, thank you. Oh, shucks.
Okay,
right.
So.
I have a challenge, and that is to tell three people to visit rdolls.net and watch my blogs. Because I want you to see everybody to see my blog so I can be intergalactically famous.
So just three people.
Come on, you can do it. I know you can.
I bet you know three people, right? I mean, come on, who are you living under a rock?
Tell
you
your grandma?
Find three people that you think would like Nafi's blogs and turn them on and say, look, that's Nafi, that's my friend Nafi. And she's just so funny. So that would be kind of funny if you did that. And if you have questions that we can answer for you, send us an email at NafiCast@hotmail.com and you can send us feedback. On the rdolls.net website, there's a form you can fill out if you want to do that. And don't forget to let us know who you are, and how old you are, and where y'all come from. We have listeners from all over the world now. I'm so excited. So thanks for tuning in to listen to all of us talking about Pleasantville. I mean, it's just a silly old little town. I don't know why you're interested, but I don't mind at all. I like talking to you about Pleasantville, because Pleasantville is always here to... you know, come up with funny old things happening, like that gossip.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all the best wishes to you in 2010, and for...
Hooray, open a...
looking back on 2009.
Happy New Year.
Open a bottle of apple cider and celebrate, and...
how about hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate?
Apple cider.
Hot chocolate.
Apple cider.
Apple
chocolate,
juice.
Chocolate.
Apple cider. It's sparkly, just
Coke.
Like fireworks.
Yeah, some Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, man, Coke.
Which
apple juice?
Sparkling apple cider.
Chocolate! Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
Guys, why are you being so, like, upset about this? I mean, it's not like anything's, like, that bad about it, right?
Excuse me?
Like, you're not disappearing or anything.
I'm evaporating. I'm sold out. Did you hear that I'm sold out?
So am I, dude. Like, way long ago. I mean, nobody looks like me.
That's true.
Hey, wait, what?
Never mind. Okay, so next one.
I mean, come on. Who are you living under a rock?
Tell your grandma? Tell your sister?
Even if you lived under a rock, you could know the moss? You could know the worm under the rock?
I don't know if they have iPods.
I don't know if they have,
iTunes. Computers.
YouTube.
Yes, but they could... have a small computer under the ground in the earth.
Okay.
That's right. Really random, Teresa Burke.
She has a very active imagination.
You can cut that!
So, googly eyes. I put googly eyes on all of my friends. I put googly eyes on all. I put googly eyes on all my prisoners.
Maybe. Well, she's always kind of complaining about that, but she blames it on Susie. She says, Susie, it's not my fault I don't have any friends.
Yeah, well, guess you...
certainly not as bad as Polly Wiccan, though.
Oh, well, yeah, but Polly, like, it doesn't bother Polly.
It used to.
It's
well, Polly's
a little
just
weird.
Strange now.
Yeah. I don't even know what Paul is doing.
Paulie Wiccan has always been strange and always will be.
End
of subject on her.
All right. Or you can. Why don't you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
You want me?
Because it's a Moffy cast.
I was joking. Of course I will. Main discussion, people.
And her last name starts with a W.
Thank you, Teresa. Her name is Eleanor
Wilson. It's Entertainment Weekly.
What? Anyway, her...
You know, it could have been Teresa Cast.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Kirsten Cast is good.
Yeah.
Laura Cast?
Yeah. Oh. Paul Cast?
No! Let's just stop that conversation. I can't imagine it being anything other than Moffy Cast, so let's not discuss it any longer. But anyway, I'm very glad that that it got started.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for you all for being on Moffy Cast.